Yisicha Saran, Osu Tess. How fitting it is that we learn Osu Tess on today's Sfira of Tiferes, Sheba Tiferes. Tiferes, of course, was the Mid of Yaakov Avinu. Avraham being Chesed, Yitzchak being Gvura, Yaakov being the balance between the two Tiferes. But Tiferes is always Merumas to Torah. And Rabbi Nachman today is going to teach us about the chashivas of making a daily commitment to Torah and how it can literally transform a person's life. So therefore, Tiferes Shabbat Tiferes, on a day where, number one, we're going to go from this year, Mir Tashem, to the Galak Beis Medrash here, Aspedim Baragadol B'Yisrael, a great Torah scholar. And hopefully that will inspire us to want to fill the void that was left with the passing of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. But more than that, just that we should reflect again on the Sfira and the time that we're going through, the Tiferes Shabbat Tiferes, the Midah of Yaakov Shabbat Yaakov, so to speak, Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Olim, the defining characteristic of Yaakov Avinu. So it's a very very mesugal, and it's a very great Hashkacha Pratis that we come to this piece on this day. Va'amar, Rabbeinu said, Nechsafti ma'od lahamshich es ha'olam el asiyah. Sheachiyuv eitzol kol echad ve'echad lilmod kol kach b'chol yom ve'lo ya'avor v'kiyotze. Rabbi Nachman said, I have a very strong burning desire, nechsafti ma'od, I have a longing to bring people to the commitment, to the asiyah that they should take upon themselves to do the following, that every day there should be a chiyuv eitzol kol echad ve'echad, that every person should feel a deep sense of obligation on a daily basis, lilmod kach v'kach, to learn X amount. And that's not a haphazard thing that a person says, one day I'll wake up and up, today I'm in the mood to do this much, tomorrow I'll do that much. That a person makes a cheshbon and he sits down and he's koveya. These are the hours that I learn every day. Chok v'lo yavo. I'm not going to miss it for anything in the world. This is the amount of halacha I'm going to cover today. This is the amount of lines or pages of Gemara I'm going to cover today. This is the amount of time I'm going to spend on Musar and Chasidus and working on my neshama in that type of way every day. That it becomes something v'lo yavor, says Rabbi Nachman. Absolute. It's not negotiable. I don't move it around for anything in the world. And Rabbi Nachman says if people would take upon themselves this type of consistency, this type of daily commitment to Torah, it could literally transform a person's life. The Amar, let's read through the first couple of paragraphs and then we'll darshan it up. We'll add a little bit. The Amar Sha'afilo Osana Adashim Arachokim Min HaKadusha. Even those people who are far away from holiness, Ma'od, that they've gotten involved in all sorts of behaviors to the point that they've accustomed themselves to living a life of sin. Rahmana l'slan, Rahmana l'sheizvan. They should be saved from such a thing, Rahmana l'slan. Apal pichein, even if a person is filled, his day is filled with averos. Apal pichein, hakoach shel haTorah gadol kol kach, ad sheyachola lahutzi osam min haaveros sheregilin behem chas v'shalom. Torah has the ability to pull a person up and to take him away from those averos that he is accustomed to. Everybody knows the Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara Kedushin on Daf Lamed Amud Beis says, "Barasi Yetzahara uvarasi lo Torah Tafel," meaning the primary antidote against the Yetzahara, and the Yetzahara is the one who brings us to become ragil ba'averos. The primary antidote, the primary technique to defeat him, is dafka through limud Torah. And then Rabbi Nachman says, it doesn't matter if you're osek in all sorts of averos, and you become accustomed, at regilin ba'averos chas v'sham. It doesn't matter. The koach of Torah is so much stronger, it's so much more powerful, that a person who makes a commitment and starts being osek in Torah on a daily basis, even if he feels, I'm not, who am I to study Torah after everything that I do? Is it even proper for me to open up the text of the Torah with the way I choose to live my life? And the answer is yes, it is. It is proper. Barasi Yitzharo Barasi La Torah Taf. The Nefesh HaChaim writes, remember this quote, Nefesh HaChaim Shar Dalet Perek Lamed Aleph. Nefesh HaChaim writes, Esek HaTorah Hi Mechaperes Al Kol HaAvonos Shal Nefesh HaChotas. That the Esek HaTorah, the study of Torah, is Mechaperes. It brings kapara al kol ha'avonos for all sins shel nefesh ha'chotas of the sinner. Nefesh ha'chaim shar dalet perek lamed aleph. So says Rabbi Nachman, don't tell me this person's accustomed to averos. Don't tell me that he's so disgusting and so lowly because of his sins that there's no beauty left him. The osek in Torah, tiferes shebet tiferes. Tiferes, what does tiferes mean? You could see the beauty of yourself. If you would only be Osek in Torah. Yeah, question, comment.
Doesn't it say that like the stronger you get, like in Judaism, the stronger your Yetzer Hara gets?
That's correct.
So how...
That's correct. So if Torah is
like
the
antidote, then...
That's right, because the bigger of a Talmud Chacham you are, to keep your Bechira in check, as your Torah grows, your Yetzer Hara grows. That way you always have the ability to choose. Because if a person Torah grew and the Yetzer Hara stayed the same, so then he would lose his Bechira. But I'll come back to that point in a minute, because to bring Maram is to something we're going to say in a moment. Okay, let's keep going for a moment in Tichas Aran. V'im yasu lahem chok kavua, v'chiyuv chazak lilmod b'chol yom v'yom kach v'kach. If a person were say, if you would say to an irreligious friend, listen, I know you're not thinking that Torah study is something you do. You look at me as a religious guy. I spend my time learning Torah in addition to living a life of Torah. But you say to a person who's not at all living a life of Torah, learn a little bit of Torah. I don't even care if you do it. I don't even care if you actually practice that Torah that you're studying. But just learn it a little bit every day and don't miss it for anything in the world. Regardless of any other behavior that you do throughout the day. If a person would do such things as a Menachem, he would make it a chiyuv chazak lomar b'chol yom kach v'kach. Regardless of what else happens in his day, when he just starts making contact with the light of Torah itself, v'vada yizku letzeis mibtudasim hara al yedei haTorah ki koach haTorah gadol mo'od. Eventually, such a person will be pulled out of whatever place he finds himself, because such is the awesome power of Torah. Regardless of anything else that he does. When I read this piece of Sichas Aran, I immediately thought of a medrash in Eicha. In the medrash Rabbah in Eicha, in the Psichle, in the introduction, medrash has many, many introductory comments before it actually starts expounding Eicha, Yashva, Vadad, and goes through the Psukim, Al HaSeder. So in Psichle Beis, in introductory remark Beis, in the medrash Eicha Rabbah, we find the following. Listen to this beautiful medrash. Rav Huna, v'Rab Yirmiyah, b'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Amri. Matzinu shavit rakodesh baruch hu al avodas kochavim v'al gilui arayos v'al shvichas damim. Hashem says, if a person is involved in avodah zarah, I can work with him. If a person is involved in gilui arayos, I can work with him. A person is involved in shvichas damim, I can work with him, says Hashem. I'll be mevater. I'm willing to overlook those things. Obviously, on condition that you do other things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what can I not overlook? What is the death blow to a person, so to speak, when he cuts himself away from Eisek HaTorah? V'lo vitra al ma'asa shel Torah. But a person who despises Torah, a person who outright rejects Torah. What do you mean, outright rejects Torah? You just told me that he is rejecting Torah. He's already Kochavim. He's involved in Gilei Arayos. He's a Shofech Damim. So what do you mean? It's just, I can overlook that, but I can't overlook Torah. It means the Eisek HaTorah, the study of Torah. Because as long as you're still studying Torah, there's a chance that what? There's a chance we could bring you back. Shenamar al ma'av da'aret, al avodas kochavim v'al gilei arayos al shvichas damim ein ksiv kan. When the Pasuk in Yirmiyah asks, why was the land lost? Why was the world destroyed? Why was the mikdash taken away? Al ma'av da'aret. What's the Pasuk's answer? The Pasuk doesn't answer because of avodah zarah. The Pasuk doesn't say, al ma'av da'aret, why did you lose the land because of gilei arayos al shvichas damim? Ela al ozvam es toras. But because Jews abandoned Torah, because Jews were no longer studying Torah, if you're not studying Torah, there is no chance you can come back. And if you are studying Torah, no matter how far away you are, there's vaday, a chance you can come back. But that's not my favorite part of the message. Ready for the best part? Listen to this. Rav Huna v'Rabbi Yirmiyah b'Shem Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Amri, they said, Ziv, v'osi azavuv es torasi lo shamaru. Pasuk in Yirmiyah Perek Tes Zayin says, V'osi azavu, they abandoned me, v'es torasi lo shamaru, and they did not observe my Torah. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? Isn't that one and the same, abandoning Hashem and not keeping His Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Jewish people, you don't want to have a relationship with me, you don't want to do the things I ask you, that's fine. Ignore me, ignore God. But don't ignore my Torah. Halavai osi azavu. Halavai, says Hashem, they would abandon me. They wouldn't do anything for me. They would reject me outright. V'torah si shamaru. And yet they would still keep the Torah. Again, how does that work? How is it possible for a person to keep the Torah if he's not keeping the Torah, if he rejects God? The answer is, at least he's studying Torah. totally theoretical, but a person who is at least making contact with Torah, whether he realizes it or not, has a chance of being chozer b'tshuva. Why? Mitoch shahayu misaskin ba hamaor sheba hayim achzir lamuta. Famous line of the Medrash. Hamaor sheba, the light contained within it, hayim achzir lamuta. So Hashem says, you don't have to do anything for me. But halavai, at the very least, even if you abandon me, Torah si shamaru, mitoch shahayim misaskin ba, as long as you're osekin, as long as you maintain a kesher to it, hamaor sheba machzir lamuta. Is this true even for a person who strayed so far? When Rabbi Nassan first heard this teaching from Rabbi Nachman, he couldn't believe that such a thing could be true. And if you look in the Chaim Oran, in Os Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel, 573, Omer Hamatik, Shemati, I've heard, Shebishosh Sha'amar Rabbeinu Zichrono Levracha Maimer Nechsafti Ma'od Lahamshech Ha'olam Al Ha'asiyah. I heard that when Rabbi Nachman shared this Maimer, that I have a great desire to bring people to do a little bit of Torah every day. That's this piece. That's Sichos Aran Yotes. V'hiflik oz v'shevach esek ha-Torah. And it was at that time Rabbi Nachman praised and spoke in a very lofty fashion about the greatness of Torah study. K'muvur ba-sichos sh'achar ha-sipuri ma'isios. As is printed in the Sichos after Sipuri ma'isios. If you remember from the Hagdamah Shir long ago, we said that originally Sichos Aran was printed as an added section to Rabbi Nachman's Sipuri ma'isios. So he says, look over there, and you'll see the Torah that I'm referring to. Sha'alo harav Rabbi Nassan zechono levracha. So when Rabbi Nassan heard this sicha from Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nassan sheepishly asked Rabbi Nachman, really, Rabbi? V'im echad hu ba'al avera mamish rachmano l'tzlan? If a person is mamish, his whole day is osek in averos. He's mamish osek in gilei raya shvichas davim v'rezara. He's not, he's machal shabbos, he doesn't keep kosher, he's living with a non-Jewish woman. He does whatever he wants, a complete rejection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Will this really work? Hey Shivlo Rabbeinu Zichrono Lebracha. Rabbi Nachman responded to him at that time. V'chi ata yodeya godo ma'ala satora kadosha. Do you think you have any idea? You think you have any idea how big and how great Torah in fact is? Halo esek haTorah hu godo b'mayla mishmiras habris. And we know how Rabbi Nachman spoke often, very emphatically, about Shmira Sabris, the importance of Shmira Sabris. And Rabbi Nachman said, Torah study has been greater than Shmira Sabris. Which is sort of what I told you before from Nefesh HaChaim, he's being Meramis to. Because there's a Maimer in the Zohar, Kadosh, in Parshas Noach, where the Zohar says that when a person is Nichshol in Averos of Arayos, when a person, let's say, is Motzi Zara Levatala, you can't do Tshuva for such a thing. So when Rav Chaim Balazhner writes in Nefesh HaChaim, Eitzak HaTori Mechaperas Al Kol HaAvonos, he's being Meramis to them. And when the Medrash in Eicha that I just read you a moment ago says that even a person who's Osek in Gilei Arayos Torah can overpower that, right? It's saying that there is a Mitzias, the way to come to Tshuva for that particular Meir is Dafka through Limud HaTorah. This is something Rav Tzadok speaks about a lot in Tzidkas HaTzadik, and it's exactly what Rabbi Nachman is saying here in Chaim Morah. He said to Rabbi Nassim, Tav Kufayim Gimel, he said to Rabbi Nassim, 573, that you think you know what Torah is? Chiyata yodeya golda ma'ala satorah kadosha. Torah is greater than Shmiras HaBris. Why? Ki bris be yisod. Because the bris corresponds to the sphere of yisod. V'oraisa b'tiferes. Rabbi Osei, tiferes or b'tiferes. Today is our day to make a cheshbon and nefesh on so many levels. Mitzad, the fact that Sviras Omer Tiferes or B'Tiferes, from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending us this piece of Torah from Sichas Aran, from the fact that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, by the time he was our age, every single person in this room, he had mastered Shas from beginning to end, and again, each person Lefi Madre Gasso. But it demands a Cheshbon HaNefesh. To ask myself, how much Torah do I know? How much Torah do I care to know? Do I have a system in place to know Torah? Do I have a program for myself? How it's going to add up? Because if a person would just learn Rabbi Nachman says a little bit every day, it would mamish transform the person. In Hilchos Bitzias HaPas, in the Likutei Halachos from Rabbi Nassim, Hilchos Bitzias HaPas, this is in Halacha Hay, Oschach Beis, Hilchos Bitzias HaPas, what are Hilchos Bitzias HaPas? The cutting of bread. The laws of cutting bread. Okay, this is in Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, in the edition of Likutei Halachos, which is 8 or 9 volumes. And he writes in Hilchos Bitzias HaPas, Halacha Hay, Oschach Beis. V'zesh amru chazal. Le'olam yargiz adam yitzir tova yitzahara. Everyone knows this gemara from the beginning of Brachos. A person should always try to arouse his yitzir tov against his yitzir hara. Im nitzcha mutav v'im lav yasut b'tara. If you can beat your yitzir hara on your own, great. If not, How are you going to fight back? Yasod Patoro. If that works, great. Imlav, what do you do? Kriyashma. Yikra Kriyashma. If Kriyashma works to scare off the Yitzhara, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Lukeinu Hashem, Echad. If that scares him away, great. If not, Imlav. What is that?
Think of that.
Right. Yaskir lo Yom Amisa. Remind your Yitzhara. Remind yourself. But in discussing what to do with your Yitzhara, remind yourself that one day you are going to die. So what's Rabbi Nassim's question? The same question that the Panim Yafos asks in Parshas Mitzvah. And the same question that the Chavetz Chaim asks. And the same question that so many other tzaddikim, the Chassam Sofer, and the Drushim Va'agados, Kisveyad, asked the same question. Everyone asked this question. What's the question? So if you ask her, Lo Yom HaMisa is the best medicine to scare off the Yetzirah. So why not go to that right away? Why do you wait? V'lechor HaKosha. Im kein yasker lo tekaf Yom HaMisa. If Yom HaMisa is the greatest way to scare off the Yetzirah, why not use that technique right away? V'od. And furthermore. Hello, anu roim rov b'nei adam shezochim Yom HaMisa b'fiyem. People talk about death all the time. And this is what the Chassam Sofer emphasizes in that drasha, the Chassam Sofer, Drushim V'Agados. People always, we become accustomed to death. And we're not scared of death. We talk about that, all the more so today, where people can go on a computer and watch people being executed. You can watch death today. And what happens when a person becomes accustomed to death? It loses its strength. It doesn't scare a person like it once did. It was a foreign idea. And now, all the news talks about is this one got killed, and this one died, and this one got shot. So we become used to it. And he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim Perak Memtes, Pasuk Yudalit, where the Pasuk says, V'achareim b'fiyam yirtzu sela. That people, describing Rishayim, achareim b'fiyam, their end is b'fiyam, they talk about their end, and yet yirtzu, they talk about it what? Comfortably. They're not frightened by it. So will this actually even work? Will it be a person who's a Rasha, well, talking about death, in fact, even help him? Says Rabbi Nassan, why do we start with Torah, then Kriya Shema, then Yom HaMisa? Because really the essence of the fight against the Yitzhara begins and ends with Torah. That is the way to fight back. Kedushin Laman of Adbeiz, Barasi Yitzhara, Barasi Lo Torah Tavon. That's it. And Chazal saying, Poga B'chama Nuvol Zem Ashchei L'Beis HaMedrash. If you have an encounter with this menuvel, with this disgusting being called the Yitzhara, drag him to the base of Medrash. Why is he called a menuvel? Ki ikar haskabruso ayedei hanivul shal begadim atzom kenisker leal. It's part of a longer arichas here that he has in Metzias Hapas, but he says we become dirtied by our sins. We wear begadim tzoim. The levushim of our soul become dirty to the point that our soul wants to give up. And therefore the Yitzhara wants to encourage us to give up. But the way to wash our clothing, the way to cleanse our soul is what? Is to rinse ourselves off in the purifying waters of Torah. Like I heard from Rabbi Nachman, and he quotes again, our piece in Sichah Saran, I asked Rabbi Nachman at that time, why am I reading this to you? Because we just saw it again. I'll tell you why I'm reading it to you again. V'sha'alti oso oz, halo yesh b'nei odem bali aveiros shachon aletzan, heishiv b'lashon g'arek tzad. Now, you didn't have that in Chaim Aran. He says, Rabbi Nachman got angry at me. Rabbi Nachman got very upset with me that I didn't understand. Einat yudeya koch gadol shel Torah. You don't understand what Torah is. That you could think that there's a Jew whose sins are so significant that the waters of Torah can't cleanse his begotten, can't remove the tzoa, the filth that's clinging to his soul. The kavanasu ha'yisha afilu misha nilkan ba'averos la'sashalo, v'idnin meloshi e efshar lotzeis misham, a person who knows averos to the point that he feels, I can't get out of this place, im ha'papichin ha'yakoveya lo shi'urim kavuim l'torah b'chol yom v'yom, ha'yakovach ha'torah misgaber ha'chagam hu, ha'yinitakin v'yotze mehem sof kol sof. If you attach yourself to Torah, and that's why it has to be with a commitment, day in, day out. It's not going to happen in a second. But if you commit yourself to lefi arko, according to your ability, a little bit every day, so, no matter how dirty you are, the Torah will pull you out. When I read this piece, I'm reminded of a famous Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. We've definitely quoted it a few times this year. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, in Shemos, Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches, asked the following question. We know that Klal Yisrael fell to the 49th level of Tumah. And we know the Arizal says, Lo Yuchal Isma Meya, they couldn't wait another second longer, they would have fallen to level 50. And yet the Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes over there in Shmos Perek Gimel that before Mashiach comes, we're going to fall to level 50. And yet we're going to be able to emerge from level 50. So what was the difference between them and us? Why is it that we're able to get out of the lowest of the lows and they couldn't? What's the answer? Taira. Kabbalah Satorah is the answer. Before they had the Torah in Mitzrayim, falling to level 50 is the point of no return. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, before Mashiach comes, we're going to fall to level 50. And guess what? We're going to be able to get out of that mess. You know why? Because with Torah you can get out of anything. That's exactly what Rabbi Nosson is saying. If a person would commit himself to Torah, Rabbi Nachman was being mechazik, if you understood what Torah is, and Rabbi Nosson now is, this is part of his tshuva process, his failure to recognize the Torah, he's writing this piece for us in Likutei Halachos, that if a person would commit himself on a daily basis to Torah, eventually, sof kol sof, he would find a way out. So in answer to the question, why not start with Yom HaMisa? What's the answer? Because Torah is the main weapon. Okay, so why do I ever need to transition to Yom HaMisa? It has to put Torah up front because that is the main weapon against the Yitzhar. But the Yitzhar is going to fight you tooth and nail to do whatever he can to get you to stop learning Torah, to feel unworthy of learning Torah because of your sins. That's what the Baal Dover, that the Yitzhar comes and does to a person. I want to share with you an insight from Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovetz Ha'aros. It's also in the Kovetz Ma'amar that's printed now. Originally it was in the Kovetz Ha'aros. Rabbi Chanan asked the following question. Everyone knows that Saros Shel Esav came and fought against Yaakov Avinu. So Rav Chanan asked a very simple question. If the Saros Shel Esav wants to, if this Malach wants to stop the Jewish people, so why did he come and fight against Avram? Why didn't he come and fight against Yitzchak? Why Dafka did the Malach come, show up to fight and to try to injure Yaakov Avinu? So Rav Chanan answers very simply. He says, because the Yitzchak doesn't care. Yitzhar doesn't really care that much if you walk in the ways of Avram. What does it mean to walk? Avram, of course, was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Avram was a Torah scholar. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula. We mentioned yesterday the Gemara in Yom and Kedushin. Avram kept Kol HaTorah Kula before it was given. He knew it from his klios, from his kidneys. Yeah? But Avram's main midah was Chesed. Yitzhak's main midah was Gvura. Says Rav Chanan, the Yitzhar says to a person who's Osek in Chesed, have a good time, do some Chesed. Yitzhar is willing to give you some room to do some chesed. Gvura, restraint. Ezo gibra kovesh es yitzro. Yitzhar says, I'll let you beat me in that department. I'll let you not give in to certain desires that I have. But as soon as a Jew is osek in that world of Yaakov, Torah, whoa, that's where the Yitzhar comes to fight. That's dafka why the Malach came to fight Yaakov and he didn't come to fight Avram and Yitzchak. Says Rav Chanan, because the Malach doesn't care if you're osek in Avram and Yitzchak. But as soon as a Jew attaches himself to that world of Yaakov Avinu, that's not where the Yitzhar realizes you have now the key to transform your entire being, regardless of what you've done up to that point. So therefore the Baal Dover comes to a person and he wants to take him out. He wants to pull him away from Torah. He wants to tell him you're a hypocrite. You're unworthy of studying Torah based on your behaviors. V'afilu kisha'odam osek lefa'am betorah, whom is gaber la'pilo mizah. And let's say you get a couple days going, you feel like I'm going to try to turn things around, but then what happens? It's hard, it makes you lazy again. And you don't keep up the consistency. The consistency is so important. In the days of Sfiras Omer, to think about consistency. The consistency is how, sof kol sof, you become changed by it. The ikker hasaso, the way that the Yitzhar tries to seduce you and to trick you, lidchosam yatorah chasvashalom, who al yedeiza ba'atzma, machas shiroa shosek b'torah, v'avopichin adayin erashalom b'tokfa. The Yitzhar says to you, you haven't changed. You've been studying Torah for a whole week already, and you're exactly the same person. You're still doing the same averos, and he wants to convince you that Torah will never change you. But Rabosai, like Jeremy's question before, yeah, kol agadol mechaver yitzro gadol heimen. The greater a person is, the greater his Yitzhar has to be. That's to allow Bechira Chafshus to continue to exist. But the Metzius is, as Rav Simcha Bunim once said, listen to this mimer from Rav Simcha Bunim. I don't know the exact source. I never saw it in the Sefer. But this is what I've heard. Mekabel Mirabosai. I don't even remember who I heard this from. But Rav Simcha Bunim once said, if a Yid would be able to see what his Neshama looks like after an hour of Limud Torah, forget Sof Kol Sof, you're going to be externally changed. If a Jew would be able to see what he looks like after an hour of studying Torah, if you could see what your neshama actually looked like after an hour of studying Torah, you would no longer be a Baal Bechira. You'd lose your Bechira. It would be so obvious to you, right, how powerful Torah is, You would not be able to choose anything other than Torah ever again. Which is why we are neshamas on the inside, not on the outside. Because Hashem wants us to be a Baal Bechira. And that's why, as we grow in Torah, our Yitzhar grows opposite us. Rav Simcha Bunim said, if you could see what your neshama looked like after 1 hour of Torah study, you would be so... The transformation that takes place in such a short period of time is so mind-boggling, you would lose your Bechira Mash. That's what Rav Simcha Bunim said. So the Yitzhar comes to you and says, but look at you, superficially you haven't changed at all. And you've been doing much more than 1 hour. You've been doing an hour a day for a month. And you're still the same. Says Rabbi Nassan, I'm begging you, please don't give up. Chok velo yavor. Chok velo yavor. Let's pause for a second and read a piece of Mishnah Berurah. What does it mean, chok velo yavor? What does it mean, kavata itim l'torah? If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Reish Lamed Ches, Orachayim chapter 238. Orachayim chapter 238, Reish Lamed Ches. The end of the second volume of the Mishnah Berurah. Likvoa itim l'torah balayla. Yeah? Person has a chiyuv to be kovei itim l'torah at night. So, Shulchan Aruch begins, Sarach Lizar, Belim Torah, Yoser, Mi Bishal Yom. You need to learn more at night than even by day. And then he writes in Sif Beis, Im Yesh Lo Chok Kavua Lilmod, Kach V'Kach L'Yom. Let's say a person takes upon himself Rabbi Nachman's advice. Yeah? And he decides I'm going to learn X amount every single day. V'utarid by Yom, and he's not able to fulfill that requirement, what he set out as a goal for himself by day. V'lo Hishlimo, Yashlimenu B'Layla Miyad. He should immediately fulfill that obligation when? That night. Don't wait. Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Yashlimenu B'Layla, Klomar, Afilu B'Layla Sakatzarim. Whatever it takes, even when the day is long and the night is short, make sure you use that night time to catch up. And don't say, well, tomorrow I'll have a better day. No, we're both at consistency. You gotta have it day in and day out. So Rabbi Nachman says, if you want to actually be changed, it has to be daily with a commitment. And therefore, if you fell behind for a few moments, you missed your daytime responsibilities, make it up immediately. Don't say, I'll wait till Shabbos, I'll have more time, I'll catch up. I said I'm going to try to do a parak of Nach every day, and a few parak of Mayans, I'll sit till Shabbos the afternoon, I'll catch up. No. Catch up immediately. Ki yom shel achra mechuyav b'fnei atzo, because tomorrow is a new chiyav. And every day is a new obligation. V'nipsa de yom zeh lo hishlim chuko, v'ave mu'uvas lo yuchal lisko. I'm still in pain over what happened this past Friday morning. My alarm went off, it was 6 o'clock. I had a lot to do. I was very excited to get up and do things, but I was really exhausted. And my wife was up with the baby, and my wife cares about me a lot, and she wants me to sleep more, and she knew I had a long week last week, so she convinced me to go back to bed for a little bit. Which was very nice of her, and it was probably the right decision. But I ended up, my Friday got so busy, and I mamish feel pained over that lost hour of Torah study. Now, why am I in so much pain? So just keep going by there, keep learning. Because it's time that can never be returned. When a person makes a commitment to something, he wants to do something. I went to bed the night before saying, I need to get up and I have what to do and I'm excited. There were things I was very excited to do. Sometimes you get up because you feel like you have to get up. Sometimes you get up because you really, there's something you're excited to be osik in. And yet, somehow, for whatever reason, you convince yourself otherwise. Sometimes with a good cheshbon. My wife's cheshbon wasn't off. She felt that if I don't rest, I'm going to get sick and then I'm going to lose out on more hours. And maybe she's right. Yeah, but there's a feeling of what? That when the time is lost, now it's a new chiyuv. Now it's a new obligation. And I can't just say, well, I'll catch up eventually. You can't really make up time. Once the time is lost, it's lost forever. It's mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Pasuk in Kohelis. Right? It's a damaged thing that can't be corrected. It's something that can't be made up. And therefore, miyad, immediately, you have to make it up. Because if you committed yourself to learn X amount, by the way, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hay, you should do it immediately because have a neder. It's almost as if you took a neder. If you say to yourself, I'm going to learn Daf Yomi, right? Whether you said it with a lashon of neder or not, when a Jew commits himself to do something positive, Ha'omer Eshna Perek Zed, the Gemara Nedarim says, neder godol, neder l'okei Yisrael. This is a form of neder. And if you look in your Adaya Ratio Dalit, it talks about this. It's not so pashut that you could just ignore that obligation that you've taken upon yourself. There's an expectation that you're actually going to do it. V'tov she'yatna b'tchila sh'lo ye'alav davar zeh b'neder. And if you're not sure, if you can make a commitment and keep it, says Mishnah Berurah, you should make sure from the outset, you very clearly declare that b'neder, I'm taking this upon myself. Because if not, when a Jew said, I'm going to learn something, that's ki'ilu, he took a neder. So a person has to understand the chashivas and the seriousness of making a commitment to Torah and working at it day in and day out. But again, that's what the Yetzer Hara tries to stop a person from doing. The Yetzer Hara wants a person to give up. To say to himself, I'm not really being changed. Al-Kain Bisnakel, back in the Lakuti Alachas, Al-Kain Bisnakel, Lava Baldavar, La Sisu Lechosu Chasashalmi Ator Lagamri. Aval Misha Misnakel, Emes Lamito. But a person whose eyes are open to the truth, V'yizkar V'emes Yom HaMisa. Why am I remembering the Yom HaMisa? So here's how Rabbi Nelson says it, and then I'll tell you how I want to say it a little bit differently. Shesof Kol Sof Yavri Mechayev Ketzel Ovir. What are you saying to your Yitzhara? Your Yitzhara is saying, you're not going to change anyways. What difference does it make? I think the pshat is, remind yourself of the Yom HaMisa, meaning what? I think it fits nice with what I told you from Simcha Buna. Yeah? Right now you can't see how your neshama is being changed. But if you could, you'd be blown away from it. So Yaskir Lo Yom HaMisa, when the Yetzer Hara says to you, again, the primary weapon is Torah. That's why the first technique is Yasuk B'Torah. If it doesn't work, then we go to more advanced things like Yaskir Lo Yom HaMisa. But what are we saying to the Yetzer Hara? We're saying to the Yetzer Hara, it's true. You're tithing against me that I'm not changing. Nothing's happening to me. You know what I say back to you? Guess what? There's going to be a Yom HaMisa. And I'm going to see how much I've changed. Or more than that. I'm saying to the Yetzer Hara, my life is so short. I don't have much time. And I'm going to make the most of it. And Rabbi Nelson says, eventually, again, you'll see how every little bit of effort and Torah that a person made, of course, made a tremendous difference in his life. There's one other piece in Lechutei Halachos that I want to share with you. And this is in Choshen Mishpat. In the laws of Chakiros V'Kavlanos, Halacha Beis, Os Yud Beis. And here he has beautiful, beautiful Lishonos. He starts off by describing Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Jew who was so lofty and yet was able to be mekasher himself to every single Jew. How did that come to be? Listen to what he writes here. V'chol zeh pasach Moshe derech kavusha b'mem yam achorim shokabal asatara. Think about what Yom Kippur is. Yom Kippur is an interesting day, no? Yom Kippur, on the one hand, is a day of Kabbalah HaTorah. It's the day that we got the Luchos Shnios. And at the same time, it's a day of what? It's a day of Tshuva. So what do you see? The greatest way to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatest way to attach yourself to Hashem, it's one and the same. The Torah of Yom Kippur and the Tshuva of Yom Kippur is mamish one and the same. Just pause for 1 second in Lekutei Halachos. Listen to what Pinkus writes in the Sichos, Rav Shimshon Pinkus on Sukkos, on page 104. He says, what's the connection between Yom Kippur going into Sukkos? He says these are various modes of tshuva. Kedei lahavin yoser esadvar, v'alinu lahaktim bir, b'inyano shel Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, yom slicha v'kapar michad. On the one hand, when I think of Yom Kippur, says Rapinkas, I think of a day of slicha and kapara, a day of tshuva. Uvenosaf hu yom shenitnu aluchos liyisrael b'shniya. And yet it's also a day of Kabbalah Satorah. What's this link between Kabbalah Satorah and tshuva? Says Rav Pinkus, it's a davar pasha. And to all of us, it should be pasha based on what we've learned so far today. Shnei yanam elu slicha ukapara the Kabbalah Satorah tluyim zeh bezeh. It's one and the same. Lo titachin tshuva below Torah. There's no such thing as tshuva below Torah. The Ben Shneicha says, halavai, abandon me, just keep Torah. As long as you have Torah. Ha'or sheba machzirin al-mutav. The light of Torah will bring you back. He quotes, of course, Kiddush and Laman and Beis, and then he writes, ha'derech ha'yechida. L'tshuva hi ha-Torah. The only way, the truest way to tshuva is what? Is through Torah. B'li kovach ha-Torah i'efshar afilu l'haskel l'daber al ha-tshuva. Very strong lashon. You can't begin a conversation about tshuva until you start talking about Lima Torah. You can't. Because without Lima Torah, you're missing a critical component of tshuva. Why is that so? Ryan Cutler used to explain, based on a Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Parak Zayin, Halacha Vav, writes, Gedola Tshuva shemekareves es ha'adam l'shechina. What is the point of Tshuva? What does Tshuva do? What does Tshuva do? Tshuva brings us close to Hashem. Gedola Tshuva shemekareves es ha'adam l'shechina. It brings a person close to Hashem. And what does Torah do? The muscle of the Baal Tani in the fourth parak. What are you doing when you're hosting a Torah? You're hugging the king. You're making direct contact with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashiveinu avinu l'sovra secha. Return us to Torah, through Torah. Allow me to attach myself to you. Like the Lashon of the Zohar Kodesh and Parshas Achrei Mos, Kuchabrichu, Yisrael Varaisa, it's all one thing. So that means when I make contact with Torah, I'm making contact with Hashem. What is the point of tshuva? Returning to making contact with Hashem. So Rav Aaron Kotler says it's all one and the same thing. And he says that's why the Rishonim, when they talk about Kikarva Lecha Darma Od Beficho Uvavchala Soso, Ki a mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah is so easy to do. And the Rishonim and Chazal have different opinions. What is this mitzvah? Is it tshuva? Is it Limud Torah? Different opinions in the Rishonim, the Gemara and Erevin. Rav Aaron Cutler says it's not a machlokas. It's one and the same. Torah is the most definitive way that a Jew comes back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the greatest form of tshuva. So says Rav Nasan Lekutei Halachos, again Hilchos Chakiros VeKavlanos, Halacha Beis Os Yud Beis. So Moshe Rabbeinu came and he gave us the Torah. Yom Kippur is a day, like Rav Pinkas told us, of what? Of tshuva and of Torah. Ki Ayideh, listen to these Lashonos, they're so beautiful. I'm sorry I couldn't photocopy for you. The machine, both machines are broken now. Ki al yedei haTorah kedosha, shehim shech Moshe liYisrael. Al yedei ze Yisrael mikusharin laolam bo yisbarach. Ki afilu poshe Yisrael melei mitzvos karima. V'Torah Hashem tamim meshivas nafesh. There's no Jew who's too far to come back to Hashem through Torah. Listen to this next lashon. V'afilu mi shenafal lamakom shenafal. Even if a person has fallen to a place that he has fallen. It's easy to come back to Hashem with Torah. You can be the farthest Jew in the world, but it's easy. It's kal, it's a double kal to come back to Hashem with Limud Torah. Ki haTorah kadosha yoredes afilu lemi shehu ba'amkei haklipos b'sheol tachtis chas v'shalom. You can manage to be in the lowest place in the world. Torah comes to you, and it's Mohoreres Oso, Mekareves Oso, LaHashem Yisbarach. Va'klal, jumping ahead a few lines, Sha'atorah Kadoshi Yoredes Afilu Be'imkei Tahom, comes down to the depths, Lo'or Afilu Asapachos Shebchusim, to reach out to the lowest of Jews, to pull him back to HaShem Yisbarach. Va'ideisek HaTorah Yechol Niskarev LaHashem Yisbarach Afilu Mish'ol Tachtis. Why? Because Chazal say, Ein Divrei Torah Mekavlun Tuma. No matter how tummy you are, Torah is still willing to reach out to you. And then he writes as follows, again jumping ahead a few lines. Nimsa. Shemiyom shezachinu bechemlas Hashem lekabla satorah al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Alav ha-shalom. Miyom ahu, ein shum harchakul yisshom ne'kadosh baruch hu lo. From the time we got the Torah, like the Or HaChaim tells us, you can be in level 50. It's not impossible to come back to Hashem. Ki tamad eim smuchin la'Hashem yisbach. Through Torah, you're always close to Hashem. Al yidei ha-Torah shu read this va'ola imayim. The Torah goes up and down with you. The Torah comes with you. Wherever you go, the Torah comes with you. V'zeo ikr nesinas haTorah liYisrael. And this is the primary thing that we think about coming to Shavuos. What was the giving of the Torah to the Jewish people? When I mentioned before that Avim kept Kol HaTorah Kula, what does that mean? There were always Yechidei Skula, Tzadikei HaDoros, who kept the Torah before we had the Torah. So what was the point of nesinas haTorah? What was Matan Torah? What was the Matana of Torah? What was the gift of Torah? The gift of Torah was what? That was given to every lowlife in the world. That Torah was not only reserved for the loftiest souls who ever walked planet Earth. Hashem gave us a secret weapon that even the lowest Jew, that is the chiddush of Kabbalah Satorah. So when you come to Shavuos, it's not a day for the Talmidei Chachamim and the biggest tzaddikim to celebrate. It's a day for what? The most regular of Jews to celebrate. It's the most regular people had to celebrate. I'm just remembering now. I don't remember who says this var, but the Gemara says that Rav Yosef used to say on Shavuos, "Il mole ha'yoma, not for this day." Yeah, kama Yosef ika b'shuka. He said, "I would have just been another Joe from the marketplace." Right? His name was Yosef. I would have been a regular Joe Shmo, but instead I became the Halaga Rav Yosef. Yeah, but I once saw a sefer, and I'm sorry, I wasn't planning on saying this, but sometimes something pops in your head. It's kedai to share. You know what Rav Yosef was saying? Il mole ha'yoma, if not for this day of Kabbalah Satorah, yeah? How many Yosefs would there be, push up shot, how many Yosefs would there be in the marketplace? But what it means to each and every one of us is, if not for Torah, how many Hosafos would we have in our lives from the marketplace? How much Hashpah from the outside world would be in our world, if not for Torah? Right? Think about the things we do wrong with Torah. How much more perverse would we be? How much more immoral and unethical would we be if we didn't have the Torah? How many Osafos in the marketplace would we have in our lives? That's what we need to think about. That Dafka, the Nesinas HaTorah, was given Dafka for those Jews. Dafka for those Jews who are in a low place. Why? Because the Torah reaches out to a person. And therefore, Torah study is the greatest kept secret. A person comes up with all sorts of plans. How am I going to be Makari of someone if you can just bring them to study a little bit of Torah? It's mamish, the greatest secret in the world. It's the best kept secret of the Jewish people. I want to conclude with a piece from the Derech Hashem, from the Ramchal. This is in Chelek Dalid, in Perek Beis, in Os Vav. He says, a person sometimes does averos, and it messes him up, and there's a certain truth to that, that a person who teaches a student who's not worthy, it could have a negative hashpah on him. There's definitely something to say that a person has to be worthy of Torah. But then the Ramchal writes, V'afal pichi, Raz gadol gilu lanu chachmeinu zechron lebracha. Chazal revealed to us a great secret. What's the great secret that I was mentioning a moment ago? She'ilu lo hayu rasham ozim es talmud haTorah. It's mamash this medrash that we started with in Eicha. That if we would just not abandon the Torah, if we would study the Torah, sof shayuchozim lemutav, eventually we would come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki afal pi she'in bekochem lahamshich shum hemshich milafanav yisbarach kmo shezacharnu, kvar divrei haTorah ba'atzvam mekudashim va'omdim mitzad atzvam. The Torah itself is so strong, and it will vaday bring a person back. So Rabbosai, we're holding in Galus Adom. This is mamish, the final stages of Galus, the final moments before the Geula. And what exactly is the nature of the Galus in which we find ourselves? What is the nature of this Galus? The very nature of this Galus is a Galus of Torah. Take a look at the words of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Parshas Nitzavim, where he says that the four exiles correspond to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the final exile, the one that we're in right now, corresponds to who? To Moshe. Moshe is the goal Rishon, he took us out of Mitzrayim. Moshe is the goal Achron. Says the Rachayim HaKadosh, it's dafka through Torah study. It's a commitment to Zichru Torah's Moshe Avli, remembering the Torah of Moshe, the Torah study of Moshe, the Torah that Moshe gave us, the Luchos Shnios, Psal Lecha, which Moshe himself carved out and then handed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be imprinted upon. Those Luchos that we received on Yom Kippur, the day of Tshuva, it's dafka through Torah study that we're able to bring the Geula. And to come to the type of tshuva that it takes to bring the Gula. And I'll add just one final remez to the words of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And I think it's a good one. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a good remez. What's the gematria of the word Edom? We're in Galus Edom. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says the ticket to Geula in Galus Edom is what? Is the Koach of Torah. What's the gematria of the word Edom? Okay, so it depends how you cheshven. The Sofit letters also have a different cheshven. Chaf Sofit 500, Mem Sofit 600. Nun Sofit 700, Fei Sofit 800, Tzai Sofit 900. This already we find in Kadmonim and Rishonim. So if Yechezben, the Mem Sofit of Edom, the final Mem of Edom, is 600, what's the Gematria of Edom? 611, which is the same Gematria as Torah. Because the ticket to getting out of Galus Edom is Dafka through Torah. This is the Galus of Torah, and only Moshe Rabbeinu and our commitment to Torah's Moshe can get us out. But it doesn't matter where we're holding. To remember, like the Nefesh HaChaim told us, that Esek HaTorah is Mechaperes Al HaKol. So Mir Tashem, we should make a commitment, again, during the days of Sfiras HaOmer, Bifrat, today, as we're going to go in a half hour from now, Tiras Spade, and Bada Gadol B'Yisrael, who mastered Kol HaTorah Kula. Ask yourself, walk away from today, say, Tiferes Shema Tiferes. It's a day of Kabbalah HaTorah. And this is the ticket to fixing anything that's wrong in my life, is a more serious commitment to Limud HaTorah. And Emir Tashem will be able to metak in ourselves, metak in the world, and be zochet to see the Geula as we emerge from Galus Edom, and here be Aminu.